come in. You can't come in.
We'll be right back. Hey, good morning. You're listening to The Scenic Drive here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Scott T, your host. Let's go to some music. I'll be back in a sec.
When they kick out your front door, how you gonna come? How you gonna come?
There's a little ska tune that I wrote about Avenue A in the 1980s, in the early 1980s, before, you know, when there's people living there, but there weren't any houses living. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What?
He said now they have sushi restaurants. But, there used to be tents in the park. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Riots in Tompkins Square. Avenue A, with a private stock 40 in hand, copping $30 quarters from a dreadlock smell. The mods were doing something in the back of the van. That sweaty was really going down. That sweaty was really back when it was really going down. Back then it was really, back when it was really, back then it was really going. Da, 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 da. Black, white, and Asian skinheads out in the streets. Smoking spliffs and English cigarettes with coke. Checking out the miniskirts on the bobcut flirts. That's when it was really going down. That's when it was really, back when it was really, that's when it was really going down. That's when it was really, back when it was really, back then it was really going.
When the law breaks in, how you gonna go?
shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
Oh, guns of Brixton.
When the money seems good and your life you like it well, but surely your time will come, as in heaven or as in hell. Trigger off your gun. When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too.
Oh, guns of Brixton.
You can shot us, you can bruise us, you can even shoot us, but you'll have to answer too.
CITR 101.9 and Union Events are proud to be showcasing several excellent punk bands at the Vogue Theater this October 18th. They've got the unlimited creative and passionate Less Than Jake. They've got the infectious hyperkinetic Real Big Fish. And to top it off, they're unleashing Flatfoot 56, a band re-energizing the Celtic roots of hardcore punk. Tickets are available online at thevoguetheater.com for $28.50. So don't miss your chance to dance this October 18th at the Vogue Theater. It's going to be sick.
Oh, well, look at that. I barely even knew about that show. apparently Real Big Fish and Less Than Jake are playing at the Vogue very shortly. It's great that they're even still out there going. Good for them. And they're playing the Vogue. Wow. There are some other shows coming up, too, that that we should talk about. And another show that I just barely found out about. It's happening at the very end of the month on the Friday before Halloween, which I believe is October. Or is it the Saturday? Maybe it's a Saturday. Anyway, I will get to it because I'll figure it out. But great, great band. The Fundamentals, who just have a new album out called Get All Right, are touring with Creepshow and a really great rockabilly band called the Hellbound Hepcats, who also have a brand spanking new album out. And I also believe local band, let me find out all this information. And I'll play this song by The Fundamentals, and then I'll get back to you. And, this is The Fundamentals, a really great band, and they're playing very soon. I'll tell you all about it in just a sec, I promise.
Anyway,
Okay, I got my stuff straight here. That was the Fundamentals, and they are playing on Saturday the 27th. That was kind of weird, though. But some of you like the early shows. You know, maybe you got family or something. You need to get home early. But on Saturday the 27th of October is the Clusterfolk Halloween Bash. And it is headlined by the Dreadnoughts, but there's a ton of great bands here. The Creepshow, Cornshed, The Fundamentals, and Hellbound Hepcat. Doors are at 5:30. The show starts right at 6:30. That's a lot of that's five bands, and it's over. It's going to be over by before 10:30, 11, I believe. So if you're going to go, get your ticket, get there really early because it starts really early. And put that in your little Halloween weekend calendar. Actually, that's probably a good thing. It's an early show because you can maybe get dressed up, go check out these awesome bands, and it's over, and then you can go to all the cool Halloween parties that are going to be happening that night. Perfect. That all worked out very well, didn't it? Okay. Again, that was the Fundamentals from their album Get All Right. That track was called Gone. Before that, we had the track Walkin' Proud from the album called Walkin' Proud, which is also pretty new, from The Beatdown from Montreal. And Jimmy Cliff, I started skipping earlier, but I really wanted to play that track. It's off of the new album Rebirth. And, of course, the Clash cover, which is Guns of Brixton, produced by Tim Armstrong. If you haven't got this album, I don't know why. Actually, I do know why. So I bought the CD. I haven't bought a CD in, I think, years. But I decided, since I don't really have a computer at home right now, I really wanted to hear this album, so I went to the store, and I don't have a record player right now. And this album is available on vinyl at all cool record stores in the Vancouver area. But I don't have a record player working. I wanted to hear this album, so I paid $20 for it. Can you believe that? Can you believe the music industry is still charging $20 for a CD? It's actually the anniversary of the CD this week. I think it was 30 years ago, the CD started coming out, and they started raping us right away. I think they were $26 for a CD, which costs pennies compared to the vinyl records that we used to buy. You know, they used to cost quite a bit more because it's a lot more labor intensive. And then all of a sudden the CDs came out, and the CDs, mass produced, cost pennies to make. Yet they're still charging us double or triple what they were charging us for cassettes and LPs. Thank you, music industry. I continue to burn and steal from you whenever I can. That is a public service announcement from myself, Scott T. And, F you, all of you. Okay, this is one of those bands that's playing on the 27th. This is not a ska band, but a really great band, and they do have a brand new album out, and you really should check it out if you're into the rockabilly scene. This is the Hellbound Hepcats, their second album. It's called Number Two. This is Play With Fire.
One, two, one, two, three.
Well, if you're gonna play with fire, then you're gonna get burned. That's still something that I'm trying to learn. 'Cause I like to play with something when it's hot. Ramifications or not, I'm a cheater, I'm a stealer, I'm a liar. Sometimes I can feel down in a sorry state. I've left nothing but pain in my wake. Either death resolves all my sins, or who knows just what I'm in for. I'm a cheater, I'm a stealer, I'm a liar. Alone, with no one here to hold my hand, to
things you do. I'm in love, but you drive me mad. Be so sad to be losing you. Last night, when we had that fight in your car, left me at the bar, and I see her talking to her friends, acting like she just don't care. She has flair, and how she moves with such grace, like she owned the space. She's so fine, she looks so cool, got no time, nobody's fool. My girl, she don't read books. My girl, she gives daddy looks. I'm going to be what she wants me to be. I'm her man, doing all I can. My girl, she's above the rest. My girl, she's sure the best. Personality, I want her all of the time to be mine, and all of her time to be free, standing right by me, and to see that it has to be. We wish you see, yeah, yeah, da, da. We wish you see, yeah, yeah. My girl likes to drive at night. My girl is so out of sight. My girl heads above the rest. The best, she's cool, and there's no doubt she's so fine. She's all of mine. I'm so glad she wanna be with me. She got the looks and the personality. 'Cause my girl, my girl, my girl, she's my girl.
When the cops show up, Michael and Anna thinking it up, the story to tell. When the cops show up. down the Tottenham Court Road when I met a Buddhist monk. He looked so calm and peaceful in amongst the urban junk. I said, I've got a question for you, you know what I mean. How come you look so peaceful? How come you're so serene? He said, oi. I said, what? He said, oi. I said, what? He said, oi. I said, what? He said, get yourself some more. You need a bit of form. You can't go wrong with form. My life's a mess. It's full of stress. I'll have some more. I said, you look like a skinhead. And where's the ponytail? And that orange wrap around, well, it's a look that cannot fail. I've got a question for you, if you've got the time. How come you look so peaceful? How come you're so sublime? He said, oi. I said, what? He said, oi. I said, what? He said, oi. I said, what? He said, oi. Get yourself some more. You need a bit of form. You can't go wrong with form. It's a mess. It's full of stress. I'll have some all. Some oil. Oh, mate, that's good.
That was the song by Wilco from the UK. I think he's got an album out. I just sort of grabbed that off the old interweb there. And yeah, the song. Pretty cool little video, actually. Check it out. Wilco spelt with a K, not the other Wilco. Also in there, Chris Murray with the BC Combo from a CBC session from the early 2000s, cover of the King Apparatus track Michael and Anne. And brand new track from Madness. Their new album is coming out very shortly, just in a few weeks, I believe. They've released two tracks already on the interweb. That track was called My Girl 2, the sequel. No, just My Girl 2. And then we had the Hellbound Hepcats from their new album, Play With Number 2 is the name of their album. The song was called Play With Fire. And we're back, and we got about 22 minutes or so before the lovely and talented Marie comes in with her, I'm not sure who she got today, but the Synchronicity is starting at noon, followed by Chris Horrific at 1 o'clock, Parts Unknown until 3, and let's just see what we got planned for 3 here. 3 o'clock is the All-Canadian Farm Show. Sounds like fun, so check in and tune in right here, 101.9 FM or on your web, www.citr.ca. You can listen there as well. And let's see here. I've got so many screens open in front of me. I'm doing extra log work here today. There is some shows happening on Friday. And one of them is an anniversary. And it's at the Railway Club. And I don't know if you remember this band at all. But I sure do, and I know that they played a few parties here at CITR, as well as they opened up for tons of great ska bands and whatnot. But I'm going to play a couple tracks by these guys, because it has been 12 years since they, well, not since they last played, but it's their 12-year anniversary, and they're called the Malchicks. Do you remember the Malchicks? Yeah, so this Friday night at the Railway, that you can check them out and play a couple tracks by them. And earlier in the evening, you can actually do a double whammy this Friday because Los Furios are playing in the same sort of area. Los Furios and a band called No Island are playing an early show at Joe's apartment. And that's an early show. Starts at 7:30, is over by 10:30. Kind of right when the railway starts rocking. So double whammy Friday. We got the Malchicks and we got Los Furios and No Island. Two great shows within walking distance of each other. The weather's still beautiful here in Vancouver, so there's no excuse. So I'm going to play some Malchicks, some Los Furios, just to get you wound and ready to rock on Friday. Here it is. Here's the Malchicks. This track is called Jerry, and if my memory is correct, which it usually isn't, but if it is, this is about Jerry Dammers from The Specials.
Dude, all I wanna do is play the keys like you. Wear a funky suit and crazy combat army boots. I could turn out a piece of your bullshit. As we listen to the song, can't we all just get along? Bullshit! I don't wanna sell out. I just wanna rock out.
Jerry. We have received a signal from your time machine.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Down was time to make a monster. From all the bones, the black and white. going on a trip today. A buck, 10 tequila shots are on the way. We're going to a land where we can scar the day away. It's a lot more fun to be drunk in Mexico anyway. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take a trip. The beaches and resorts, just straight into the shows. Our brothers and sisters waiting in the cities of Mexico. We're standing through the nights, but don't drink outside, the cops say no. The nights are warm, it's 3 a.m., let's get up and go. Hey, hey. Do you want to go? Then let me know. Let's take the trip. And sky in Mexico. Sky in Mexico. Rock City, sky we go.
Rebel and the KGB from Montreal, Fire, off of their fantastic album Blast Off. We also had Los Furios, brand new EP from them, Never Look Back. That track was Ska in Mexico, and Furios are playing on Friday night at Joe's Apartment. Check that out. It's an early show. And the Malchicks are playing Friday night at the Railway Club. That's a late show. The two tracks played there were Dr. Skankenstein and Jerry off of their Skavantgarde CD from, what year is that? Was it 1998 on Spawner Records. Spawner Records, remember them? From Langley, BC. That'll be a super fun weekend, so check that out. Just about out of time here. I got another track coming up. I just every chance I get to play this song, I do, but I like to try and have a story to go with it. In the news in the last couple of days, Morrissey has said that the Coachella Festival wants to get the Smiths together so much that they actually offered Morrissey and Johnny Marr that they would make Coachella 100% vegetarian event. So they would get rid of all those hot dogs and hamburgers and anything meat would be out of Coachella if the Smiths reunited. But it was actually just the two guys. They didn't care if the drummer or bass player were there. But that was just one of the many things that Coachella has done to try and get the Smiths to reunite. But I believe that both Morrissey and Johnny Marr are still like, no, not interested. So anyway, I'm going to play this great Smiths cover from the Swing Easy Orchestra, This Charming Man. See you next week, and don't forget to listen to the podcast here at CITR.ca or musicaloccupation.com. Never need
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing.